You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. The Congressional Budget Office of the United States government has just released a very frightening and staggering report on our financial debt, which is now over $17 trillion. And the report said that it may doom the success of any future economy that the U.S. has. And they said within 10 years or a decade that the economy could just crash and burn. Now, I think that's a very short time to deal with such a huge problem, but that is a most sobering report that you and I need to think about, because it's going to affect the lives of every single individual in the U.S. and many in the world, as I'll show you as we go through this message today. We have to deal with this quickly, but at this time, that debt just keeps soaring and soaring and soaring, billions of dollars and billions a week. And we're doing little or nothing to stop it, to remedy the problems. Now, we have been prophesying that for over 50 years. Not only that problem, but many others as well, many serious problems. But we have also been telling you close to 50 years that the entire financial structure and system of the Western world was going to collapse, and that's what's going to really unite 10 nations in Europe. They're going to become a superpower. Now, that's prophesied in your Bible. And of course, they're going to blame the U.S. mostly, as they did in 2008 when we had a financial meltdown. And really, much of that was justified because of what we're doing in this land financially. But all of this Western world's financial system is tied together by the banks and so on. And so when one country like the U.S. has serious problems, it affects the whole world, as it did in 2008, only this time it's far worse than it was then. Now, there's a financial crisis in Greece this very day, and it has connections to what I'm talking to you about today. It's going to, whether they temporarily solve it or whatever they do, it's still going to get worse and worse, and pretty soon the European Union is going to go from 28 nations to 10, as we have been prophesying to you for over 50 years. Because, well, it's right there in the Bible for everybody to see, and Germany is going to lead 9 other nations, and it will become a superpower to absolutely stun the people of this world, shock them in many ways. The Greece crisis is tied directly to the gospel of God, the good news of God, and people don't see it for the most part. Very few see that. And I want to show you why. The Daniel is an end-time book, and it talks about these 10 nations and all of these financial crises and that type thing. But in the midst of that, it talks about the gospel, and almost nobody sees what it's all about. Almost nobody. So there is some good news, and I mean really good news. The gospel is going to solve all these problems that we're talking about today, and many other problems as well. So I want to talk to you about Daniel and the hidden gospel. Let's notice Daniel 2 and verse 28. But there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Do you know that? Do I know that? There is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. But how many people believe that? Well, Daniel certainly did, and he proved it. And he can prove it to you. But the verse goes on and says, "And make known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days." Now this book is only for the latter days, the time we're living in right now, and only for these latter days and for no other time in the history of man. That's something you need to keep in mind. The Daniel 2 image gives an overview of history and prophecy like nothing else in the Bible. It is the main tool God uses to unlock the book of Revelation, and I'll show you a little bit about that image, but we'll send you literature that will explain it in detail and prove it to you that it is actually the Word of God. And it will show you what the gospel really is. Notice Daniel 2 in verse 32 and 33. "This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron and his feet part of iron and part of clay." That shows you the entire image. That's what it's talking about. Four world-ruling empires. And then that last one, the Roman Empire, had 10 resurrections, the last seven, which are called the Holy Roman Empire. So notice what it says in verse 34 and 35. "You saw till that stone was cut out without hands." Well, what is that? Well, that happens to be Jesus Christ, and you can easily prove that. And our literature will certainly prove it to you. But it says, "which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay and broke them to pieces." Then it concludes by saying they were just the iron and the clay, the brass, the silver and the gold broken to pieces together and became the chaff of the summer threshing floors. "And the wind carried them away that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain that filled the whole earth." Well, you talk about good news. Think about this. Now, this is getting to the heart of what the gospel is all about. That this is great mountain, or this great government. Mountain is a symbol for government in the Bible. This great mountain is going to fill the whole earth. And you can be a part of that government if God opens that door for you, and He does for many people. But many are called and few are chosen, the Bible says. But anyhow, He's putting the focus, even though this is about that great image, it's putting the focus on the very last Holy Roman Empire, the last of those seven heads or seven horns that it talks about here in Daniel. And I'm telling you, it says Christ is going to smash them, and I'm telling you that they're on the scene today, and that Greece crisis is certainly a part of it at this time. I mean, they're paring down the nations and getting down to the 10. So Greece plays a role in this. And so does the United Kingdom. So does other nations. But the stone was cut out without hands and smote the image. Without hands. Well, of course, that's explained in other scriptures and tells you very directly that it's referring to Jesus Christ. And the bad news is iron and clay that's going to be smashed, but it's all happening and is concluded by the return of Jesus Christ. All these financial events and all these financial crises are leading directly into that. That's what the gospel is about. But how many people think about these great nations having all kinds of problems and doing all kinds of violence and war and everything like that? How many people think about that as including right in the midst of it the very gospel of God? And I'll show you more about that in a moment. Verse 33, "His legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. You saw till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay and broke them to pieces." Now that clay represents some of the tribes of Israel, the lost tribes of Israel, and some Gentile nations. That's explained in our book on the United States and Britain in prophecy. But here is Greece going to the European Union banks to get another financial bailout. And some people don't want to give it to them. But look, this is the beginning of the 28 nations becoming 10. And it's going to happen really fast once it gains momentum. Jesus Christ is then going to personally smash those 10 nations. That's what this prophecy is all about. And that's getting, again, to the heart of the gospel. Greece is just one sign about how this is all going to lead into the 10 nations or the 10 kings. You can see here the Guardian newspaper talks about Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, wants to help Greece in this crisis, but there's a lot of people that don't agree with her and don't think she should be doing that, and she's going to have to be ready to pay a heavy price. But if you look closely also at the prophecy in Daniel 8, you're going to see there is going to be a strong man come into Europe and take control of that great powerful empire of 10 nations and is going to rule it in a way that we don't see today at all in Europe. Very different. And then, of course, this article goes on to talk about Britain is about to exit as well. So they're already beginning to pare down the 28 nations. And it's like we're on a countdown to 10. 10 kings. And then you're going to see trouble on this earth. You're going to see a nuclear World War III. And it's all prophesied. And it's building toward that very event right now. That's what this article is all about. Greece's financial minister, this article says, which is dated June 16, 2015, from The Guardian, has this to say. Greece's finance minister knows he is touching a nerve with most Germans, including Merkel, who feel their responsibility towards Europe only too keenly as a result of the country's Nazi past. Yes, they do have that Nazi past. And it's coming back again, believe it or not. That's what your Bible prophesies and what we have been prophesying for about 70 years. And now here it is facing us all. And with these crises, we've also prophesied about the financial crisis happening and bringing those 10 nations together. Herbert W. Armstrong said that years ago. That he really believed it had to be united that way. Now that was his own prediction and it came true. It is coming true. That's what these crises are all about. Some of the people talk about how it's going to tear Europe apart. Well, in some ways it is, but in another way it's going to bring 10 nations together and strengthen them with all kinds of superpower status. So the whole of Europe is at stake in this crisis. And democracy is at stake. They're going to lose their democracy as much as there is one today anyhow. Well, I don't think I need to necessarily read any more of this to you, but it talks about this is all a part of the global financial system, the world economy, the Western world's economy, and it's tied to the U.S. And our crisis here is tied to Greece and is tied to all of Europe. And the only country in Europe that really has a solid foundation financially really is Germany. And it has a powerhouse economy with all kinds of exports and wealth and not that any huge debt that burdens them down as the U.S. is burdened today. So we're going through a lot of Bible prophecy right now, and that Daniel 2 image shows the time sequence of from Nebuchadnezzar all the way down to the second coming of Jesus Christ, where we're going to have that last head of the Holy Roman Empire ruling, and he is going to destroy it. And that's getting right to the heart of the gospel because it also says he will come with the saints of the Most High. Well, that really makes the gospel come alive. Christ is returning with the saints of the Most High who have prepared themselves by getting this message out to the world, by really doing something. And Christ says, all right, if you do that, I'll make you a part of the ruling hierarchy in the world tomorrow, right there as my bride and right there at my right hand to serve me on David's throne. Now, this is all about the gospel, and it certainly brings the Father and the Son into it and the family. The gospel is the good news of the coming kingdom or family of God that administers the government of God. Now, that's what this is talking about. That's what the saints of the Most High are going to be a part of, and it's almost here. It's almost here now. You can look at all of these look at Daniel 7. I'll just paraphrase a little of it. Verse 4 talks about that first beast. Nebuchadnezzar was like a lion. Some people call them wild animals, like it's a rabbit. It's not a rabbit, it's a lion. And the next one's like a bear, and the next one's like a leopard. That's Alexander the Great. And then here you have this, notice what finally develops here with the fourth beast, world-ruling empire. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. This is that 10 nations we're talking about. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and had 10 horns. Now, the last seven being the seven Holy Roman Empires. But here is, you have all these three world empires that are like certain animals, wild, vicious animals. And yet, God says this last beast and this last head of the Holy Roman Empire is an animal like no other animal ever has been on this earth. It's a combination of the first three, all of them put together. It's going to be dreadful and terrible and has iron teeth. It's going to be something to behold. Now, there's no animal like this beast. That's how bad it's going to be, and that's how bad it's going to be when Jesus Christ gets here. Well, you can see in verse 8, it talks about another little horn separate from those seven horns. Well, in the 10 even. And it is a church that's going to unite with the state. And that church plucked up the first three horns. And then the last seven became the Holy Roman Empire, church and state. So we're going to give you material to explain all that to you, to prove all that to you. It's a big subject, and I can't get into too much of it today, but I want to show you that in the midst of all that violence and war and nations fighting each other, right in the middle of that, God talks about the gospel and what it means, the coming of the kingdom of our family of God that administers the government of God on this earth, and is going to bring this earth peace and joy and happiness forever. And it's obvious that man cannot rule over man. We just haven't learned that lesson yet, but God forced Nebuchadnezzar to see it, and he's going to force every other king to see it as well. That's what it's all about. That's what it all means. Well, I don't need to get too much into the details of this, I think, but this last one is going to be a monster like this world has never seen. Notice Daniel 8 and verse 25, and through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper, and in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and he shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. That's, of course, again, referring to Christ, the prince of princes. That's about the gospel. Daniel 2 and verse 44, and in the days of these kings, that's those 10 kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. Oh, it's not going to be left to just men to rule over it. God has prepared the saints of the Most High to be kings and priests with Him and be His bride and rule with Him if they come out of this world and deliver God's message today. And that's what they do, and that's what qualifies them for the most part for those jobs. They prepare and they get ready to rule with Christ. And that government is almost here. These crises are building fast. Kings and priests. See, notice that, verse 27, I'll just read you that verse. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey Him. That is the gospel. That's the gospel right in the midst of all this terror and suffering and violence of every kind. Now, this relates, when you're talking about the ten kings, it relates to the Greece crisis. It's tied to it. And they will come to see that they cannot control this conglomerate, and they have to pare it down to 10 kings, and then they will have power unparalleled in Europe. You have never seen power in Europe like you're about to see, and it's not good news for this world. It's not good news. But you see, God says now there are people that are going to be getting prepared to help God rule this world. His wife has made herself ready. She got ready to be a king and a priest. So what is this gospel all about? It is the coming of the kingdom or family of God that is going to administer the government of God over this world. God says it's not going to be given to other people. It's going to be given to people who become the very sons of God and spirit beings that are going to rule with Christ and help bring in the rest of the family on this earth, by most of it through a resurrection from the dead. But this is what this is all about. So the dawning of a new future. Notice Daniel 12 in verse 1. There shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time, the people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. That's the book of remembrance, not the book of life. Those that remembered God's truth, they're clinging to that truth. And they won't give it up. Now that's, and God says, I will protect you. I will protect you individuals. If the nation doesn't repent, I'll protect the people that are obedient to me, that are delivering my message to the world. Now, that's some really bad news for the world, but I'll tell you, it's leading into the best news you've ever heard. Notice verse 2 of Daniel 12. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now, why would some of them are going to be given everlasting life, but others are going to be resurrected and come to shame and everlasting contempt? Why? There's a reason why. Because they had the opportunity, and God called them out of this world to deliver His message, and many of them just failed. 50% of His own church just failed and didn't do it, and they lost their eternal lives because they knew God. And most people on this earth don't know God. Notice verse 3. Here's what you have to do to qualify to be the saints of the Most High and rule with Him. And this is the only way you'll qualify. Verse 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Now you see, if you want to rule with God and be there on the throne of David with Jesus Christ as His bride, you have to turn many to righteousness today. You have to be a doer of the Word. You have to help God get His message to this world. And that message will turn many to God before the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel. This is what the gospel is. The coming of the kingdom or family of God that will administer the government of God on this earth. That is the gospel. That's what it's all about. Well, this goes on to talk about the second coming of Jesus Christ and how we're going to get on down to 1,335 days, and we'll begin to count the days very, very soon. Christ said that no man knows the day or the hour, but he said you'd better know when it's at the door. When the coming of Jesus Christ is at the door, and he will be coming with his bride to rule this earth forever. Now that is the gospel, the very gospel of God. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
10 years. Economists estimate that's all it would take for America's economy to crash and burn. And right now, Greece is on the verge of total bankruptcy and expulsion from the European Union. Fiscal irresponsibility pervades the Western world. The Almighty God, the revealer of secrets, forecast financial crises and a resultant 10-nation European alliance led by Germany. And he did it thousands of years ago. In the midst of the violence and war depicted in the book of Daniel, God reveals the true gospel. He assures anyone who will listen that this terrifying European conglomerate immediately precedes the second coming of Jesus Christ. The world has never seen power in Europe like what is coming, but hope lies in the dawning of a peaceful future soon to be ushered in by the King of Kings. To rule with him tomorrow, God's people must turn many to righteousness today. The coming of the ruling family of God. That's the true gospel. To better understand the vivid and staggering symbolism in the book of Daniel, request our free booklet, Daniel Unlocks Revelation. To learn more about the good news of the coming kingdom of God hidden within the prophet Daniel's book, request our free reprint article, What is the True Gospel? Order today. For the free literature, call 1-800-339-7629. Again, that's 1-800-339-7629. To watch the program online, visit us at keyofdavid.com. If you would prefer to write for today's literature, send your request to The Key of David, Post Office Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.